Hey, sorry, I was a little late there.
What is up?
What's going everybody? On? Mile Higher homies.
We are back.
We are.
Kendall Ray and Josh Adore are back for episode 18 of the Mile Higher podcast.
It's about to be lit. I'm actually so excited. I have some good stuff to tell you about today.
Yeah, so last week we did, we primarily covered the Rothschild family conspiracy, which was a lot of fun. And it's been really cool to see all you guys, you know, your reactions to it, as well as, you know, other things that you guys have been bringing up about it. And it's just such a fascinating and disturbing, quite honestly, family. But we will be continuing that series next week. So we wanted to space it out a little bit just because, you know, it's more fun for us to not just have to talk about these families every week. And plus, there's a lot of other interesting shit we want to talk about.
Yeah, I mainly did it for them, honestly, because some people just aren't interested in it. So I felt like I don't want them to like have to tune out for 5 weeks.
Yeah,
straight.
Exactly. 5 weeks. Exactly. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So today we're actually going to do another unexplained phenomena, bizarre stories, things like that. Real shit that's going on that's unexplained. And I think a lot of you guys find this stuff interesting. So why not talk about this stuff? But before we get into today's episode, we just quickly want to thank all of our patrons and all of our, you know, stellar patrons, especially, which right now are Brittany M, Selena M, Jocelyn B, Elizabeth B, and Kaylin M. Thank you guys so much for being stellar patrons, as well as all of our other patrons. We really do appreciate it. And yeah, if you guys also want to support the podcast, one way you can do that is review and rate our podcast on iTunes or anywhere else that you can rate it or review it. It does just help the podcast get seen. And it's been awesome to see new people that have never even heard of us before finding the podcast through iTunes, through the charts and things like that. Has been really, really cool to see. And that's the whole mission of this podcast, is to bring it to as many people as we can and expose as many people to all of these, you know, interesting truths and, you know, just information that is not being covered by the mainstream media, as well as, you know, other types of organizations like that. And we can do it in such a way that is relatable, easy to understand, hopefully, and enjoyable to listen to. I mean, that's what we're really trying to do here. I mean,
right. Yeah.
I don't know if you have anything to add to that, but yeah, rate and review the podcast. It does help us out. And today's Patreon question comes from our homie Slip Under, is the just her Discord name, but she's also a Twitch fan as well.
Yeah, I know that name from Twitch. I was gonna say I recognize that.
Yeah, even. Slip hangs out with us on Twitch, which, by the way, guys, if you haven't checked out Twitch, I'm on there twice a week right now for live streams every Tuesday and Thursday night, starting about 10 p.m. and going to
Mountain
as late
Standard
as I want
time.
To. Yes, Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah, we got people like on the other side of the world listening.
Yeah, they're yeah, like, yeah, yeah. When? They're like, Mountain Time. So yeah, no, if you haven't checked out Twitch, definitely check it out. But this question is from Slip, and she asks if we could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be, and what would you like to ask them about?
Do you mine. Come on, how could you not know?
I'm having a brain fart right now.
Oh
I'm
my god, Whoopi Goldberg.
Duh. So that would be the person you want to have dinner with.
Huh? Oh, of course, of anyone. I love her on like a whole nother level. Like, she's like a mom figure to me. Okay, I love her.
Whoopi,
she's
huh?
woke. She has an awesome line of CBD products for menstrual period cramps.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wonder where she sells them.
She's like
a
ganja goddess, man.
She's
really
a ganja goddess.
I'm obsessed with her.
She understands the green.
I know it's really weird for someone my age to be like a Whoopi Goldberg fan, but like I love her so much because I watch The View every day, and I've watched it probably every day for like 6 years now. So she's been a part of my morning routine. But yeah, I'm a big fan. That's who I would have dinner with.
That's really interesting.
As far as someone like more like woke and interesting, like
what
something...
about a male? If you were to have a male,
probably
dinner with a male.
Nikola Tesla.
Ah, damn you! Take mine. I guess we could have dinner together.
Yeah, we could.
That's who I was gonna say,
with Nikola Tesla and Whoopi Goldberg, the four of us.
Yeah,
double date.
Just do a double date together. No, I was going to say somebody that's no longer here, most definitely Nikola Tesla, because I think he's perhaps the most influential, knowledgeable individual to ever exist on this planet, possibly, just because of the knowledge that he held and the connections that it seems he had to to whatever's, you know, beyond us. I mean, I just feel like clearly he was working on things that would have completely revolutionized our society, our civilization. So it'd be really interesting to sit down with him and like talk to him more. And not, I don't even know if he would have been a fun person to talk to, honestly. Like a lot of people like that are just, you know, really up in their heads and stuff, mm-hmm. which it might just be like a conversation where you sit there and like telepathically just try to like communicate with each other.
But yeah, I bet he would probably be like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just too smart to even like communicate with us common folk.
Seriously.
Us peasants.
But if I had to pick somebody that was living, Elon Musk would be cool, I think.
Yeah,
just because
I agree.
He seems like a cool dude.
Dr. Greer,
yeah. That's honestly a more realistic goal. But trying to think of a female that I would like to sit down and talk to. Ashley Graham.
Hell
love
yeah.
to take her on a date.
Dude, I would let you. Permission. I honestly would let you because she's so hot.
And she just seems like a badass
chick.
Yeah,
she's really
like,
cool.
She seems really cool. So I think that's what I would pick. But thank you for the question, Slip. That was I love the questions. They're so like out
too.
There and interesting. But
I love not knowing them until I'm right here so that I
oh,
can
I
like,
know. It's
think
just like,
on the spot.
On the spot, absolutely. I'm just like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Well,
I don't
know.
Neil Armstrong would be cool. I'd love to ask him if he really saw UFOs when he landed on the moon. I'd love.
She said one. Let's go.
I could just go on and on about that. That's a great question.
But I'm excited to get into the meat of this podcast right now because some interesting stuff.
Yes. So we have a couple different things we're going to talk about that are all unexplained.
We each
phenomena.
Picked and researched two things, and we're going to kind of be educating each other on it.
Yes. Yes. So the first one that we're going to talk about today is of very personal interest to me just because I have experienced this quite a bit. And basically there is a man who is essentially trapped in constant deja vu. It's literally constant over and over again. It happens all day, every day type of thing.
You would go insane. I would go insane.
Yeah. Because if you don't know deja vu is, it is the feeling that you have experienced a situation, conversation, a place, even though you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, this is something that happens. It happens to me not that often. And it seems like it's getting less and less as I get older, I feel like. But it's something that happens at least like once a week mm-hmm. where I clearly walk into a place or a situation or I'm just randomly sitting there and then I'll be looking around. Then all of a sudden I have this weird feeling that comes over me that's like, whoa, I've definitely been here in this exact situation before. I've heard these exact words come out of your mouth before, or, you know, smells even like it's so weird. Like it's almost like you get transported mentally back in time to a place you've been before is the way it feels.
Yes, that's definitely, I think that's a good description. Like it's almost like, but you just can't even put it into words how you are feeling this way. It's like, it's so hard to explain it to someone too. It's like trying to explain your dreams to people that didn't experience your dream.
Absolutely.
They're
absolutely.
Just confused, you know.
No, totally. And the term déjà vu actually translates literally from French into already seen. So that's what it means. So, and according to research, about 2/3 of us experience at least one déjà vu in our lifetime. Yet we have literally no clue what causes it still, which is very interesting. But the story takes place in 2015. Where somebody was essentially diagnosed with a case of chronic deja vu, and it was a 23-year-old British man. And I don't have the name, and I couldn't find the name, but I know this is legit. I just think they were kind of like protecting his name for some reason. But a group of scientists from the UK, France, and Canada all studied this strange case of this man with chronic deja vu, and they sort of came to the conclusion that this guy has mad anxiety, and that could be somehow inducing this chronic deja vu.
That sounds like we have no idea what it is, so we're just going to say it. He has anxiety.
Well, that's always seems like the go-to for doctors when they don't understand
when
stuff.
When they don't
like,
understand things, they blame your anxiety, or they
blame
say you're depressed,
you.
Or they say, yeah,
you're
they
hallucinating,
blame you.
You're making this shit up in your head. Like, it's not really happening.
God, I can't imagine. I think I'm frustrated with my health issues. I can't imagine how this dude feels. I'm sure everyone's just like, why don't you just stop like realizing it? Just stop thinking about it. Like, God, I just honestly can't imagine.
Do you have a stressful life?
Yeah.
Are you stressed out? Do you need to de-stress? Seems like you're just kind of stressed out.
Dude.
That's also a doctor's favorite line too.
Yeah. My doctor just gave me that bullshit. Maybe you're just stressed.
That's just such
a
cop-out.
They love to blame mental health, too. Blame you for anxiety.
Doctors,
blame you.
The problem with doctors is that they rarely want to look at you and say, I don't know.
Yes.
And like, I don't. Like, rather than being honest or admitting, like,
medical technology is just not as advanced enough for me
to be
know.
Like, this is what I learned in school, and that's where, like, my knowledge stops on this. Like, I don't know anything
just, like,
more.
Not just, like, you're crazy, so leave.
Right. Or just, like, putting the, like, basically, the doctor never wants to look wrong, so they push it back to the patient no matter what. Like, they always yes. push it back to you and leave you with this feeling of, this is somehow my fault.
Yes.
This is somehow I'm inducing this. I'm somehow bringing this upon myself. And then you, as the patient, you just go fucking mad. You get depressed. You have man anxiety.
Especially
or like this guy.
Especially if you had chronic deja vu.
Chronic deja vu.
Good
like,
God.
You're like, you literally think you're like reliving shit all the time pretty much. Because you're like, oh my God, I've been here before. Oh my God, been here before. I've seen that.
It's
I've heard that.
It must just like drive him nuts. Like, I wonder if it's sometimes he's like, maybe this is in my head. Because it's so crazy.
Well, the guy, this condition was so persistent that he would avoid watching television, listening to the
yeah.
radio, or reading anything.
I've read about this
because he felt he had encountered it all before.
Mm-hmm.
That would be insane to be watching TV
just
and just
so
constantly
annoying.
Feel like you get that feeling. God, I've seen this.
It's almost like he's in a parallel universe and his other self is like slightly ahead. And for some reason, he's getting all the thoughts and the memories.
Yeah,
like
it's almost like his
early.
Consciousness is maybe somehow, like his consciousness is somehow linked to another consciousness mm-hmm. in another universe or
right.
something.
Because it's not like an actual memory.
Feed.
That's what's hard about
no,
it. It's not the same as a memory because it's not like this is familiar to me. This reminds me of this. It's this feeling of literally having already done it, like act as you're doing it.
Yeah, it's like an overwhelming feeling of, I've been here, I've seen this, I've heard this, I've smelled this.
I knew
this
what was
going to
happen, but
before.
It's as it happened. Like, it's not like you're predicting.
It's not an afterthought.
It's not a psychic thing. It's a lot. I think some people are confused about it because they've never experienced it. I'm just trying to explain it more. It's such a weird, very unexplainable thing.
Yeah.
Just as weird as dreaming.
It is just as weird as dreaming. It's honestly, I feel like it's even more bizarre because mm-hmm. it's. Because, like, at least we somewhat understand dreaming a little bit. Mm-hmm. We get a little bit about
really.
What it could be. But, yeah, not really. We don't know shit,
we
guys.
Really don't. Okay.
We don't know anything. But the doctor, the cognitive neuropsychologist, Dr. Chris Mullen, at the University of Borgon, who worked on the study, says the man had a history of depression and anxiety and had once taken the drug LSD while at college,
my God.
But was otherwise completely healthy. Bingo. That's another thing doctors like to do, too. As soon as you say you've done a drug, especially something like
yeah.
LSD, which is not harmful to you whatsoever, yeah. and is just it's a psychedelic drug that would never have that effect, could ever do that.
Maybe he has a history of depression, anxiety, because he's constantly feeling like he's having deja vu.
Seriously,
I would
get depressed
anxious and depressed
like,
too.
Yeah, seriously.
How annoying.
And I love how I'm sure like during his exam, they're like, all right, have you ever done any drugs? Oh yeah, I took LSD once in college.
But could you're, honestly, from a medical standpoint though, taking LSD once could... Like, there are cases of people who have done it, or in their brain, for some reason, their chemistry doesn't work well
it's
with
possible.
It, and they end up
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I mean, it's not impossible.
Well, people who
sure.
do drugs even one time, like some of the... Or
changes
they
brain
have
chemistry.
Too high of a dose, or something happens. I'm not saying they're all bad. Like, I honestly, like, some people want to do LSD. I'm not going to judge them. I've never done it, but, you know, whatever. But I'm saying, I think... there could be a chance, like with anything, there could be a chance it goes wrong for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, because like we don't know if this was pure LSD. We don't know if this was laced
did
with something.
Did he say
or
whether or not
harmful.
He, like, did he get, he did this? Sorry, this started happening after he took LSD or was this happening before? Like, how long has
yeah,
this been happening?
Yeah, that's actually
in his
a good question. I don't think they revealed that to us or not.
Okay.
That would be interesting because if it started after LSD, I mean,
yeah.
there have been cases of people who've done psychedelics or, you know, even people that try marijuana for the first time and then they're like, oh, I'm so paranoid after this. And like, I've
yeah.
heard stories of people where I think it's possible. I think that some of these drugs are just, I mean, everybody's different. Everybody
right.
responds to it differently
right.
and everybody's brain's different. So, yeah, I think it's very possible that he could have had some sort of after thing. But I'm pretty sure this was going on for years. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure this was happening for a very long time. But this guy that was having this chronic deja vu is completely healthy, and the man was very young and otherwise aware, but completely traumatized by this constant sensation that his mind was playing tricks, he says. Some people with persistent deja vu greet you like an old friend, even though they've never seen you before.
You know what I want to point out just sure. real fast is like how shitty this would have been if this guy existed even like 100 years ago. Like how many people over the years have had the had something that's going on in their head that they like can't explain and no one believes them. So they're just like, you're a nut job, or they put you in an insane asylum and like electrocute you or something.
Yeah,
like that
yeah.
would have happened to him. Absolutely. Probably. So sorry, well, just yeah. random no, side note no, before I forget. Mean, I have to like, it's hard with Josh and I because he's so like, Josh is so planned out and so Virgo-y. And then there's me, and I'm like, if a thought comes in my head, just I have to bang. Say it or it's gone. Like, yeah. I won't remember it.
No, it's fine. Please. Please break my Virgo-ness down. Please.
Okay.
So apparently for minutes and sometimes even longer, this guy would feel that he was reliving experiences. And he likened the frightening episodes to being in a psychological thriller film, Donnie Darko, which I've never seen that before. But I can only imagine what it would be like to be in these. It honestly almost sounds like borderline schizophrenia to me. Like
yeah.
it almost sounds like, cause it sounds like he's having like full episodes, like that lasts minutes long for minutes, sometimes even longer, would feel like he was reliving experiences. Cause I feel like that's like deja vu is not something that lasts for minutes for me. And I don't know if any of you out there have had deja vu for multiple minutes where you're like stuck in this time warp where you're like, oh, I've been here.
For it's me, usually it's never like been longer seconds, than 5 seconds.
Five, yeah. 10 seconds max, and then it yeah. passes, and then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's really weird when it does happen.
You like come to terms with the fact that that was just deja vu.
Yeah, it's like annoying for a second, then you're like, okay, whatever.
Apparently.
But if that was happening all the time, you'd be so annoyed. And
oh,
so
yeah.
confused.
Oh, yeah.
And have so many questions.
Well, I think you would literally start feeling like you're going insane, like you're losing yeah. your mind. I mean, yeah. you would head down that road of like yeah. being considered schizophrenic, I feel like. So apparently there was an instance where he went to get a haircut, and as he walked in, he got a feeling of deja vu. Then he had deja vu of the deja vu. He couldn't think of anything else. What? What
Dude,
the
this
hell?
Poor guy. That's horrible.
It sounds like this doctor is like observing him like go through life. This it would make sense that he would. This neuropsychologist was observing this man getting a haircut. And he's like, I've gotten a haircut before in this exact moment with this... Oh, wait. Oh, inside of this moment, there's another. It's like, what? How can he have deja vu inside of deja vu?
He remembered remembering something.
He's like, I remembered having deja vu about this very moment that I'm having deja vu about. It's like, God, what the dude. Hell? It's so trippy. Are we sure this guy's still not tripping on LSD? My God. What the hell?
I feel so bad for
yeah,
him.
And for 8 years, this went on for 8 years, the man felt trapped in a time loop. And the more distressed he became by the experience, the worse it seemed to get. It's yeah. possible. So here's another scenario, because I don't know the exact time frame of the time span of which he had this chronic deja vu. But it's interesting to think about that maybe he had this before he had this psychedelic experience in college. And, you know, maybe it wasn't as bad, or, you know, what I'm saying is there's an underlying mental condition that worsened after he took this psychedelic drug, possibly. I don't know how that would do that, but you never know with drugs, you know, whether or not they're pure or not. But it's yeah. possible that it could have worsened the underlying issue yeah. that he has, whether it's schizophrenia or something else. Because weren't we talking about that in a previous episode, that schizophrenia usually comes on like around yeah. in your early 20s?
And
like,
I think it pretty much always does, if I'm not mistaken. Like, unless there's different types of it. I mean, I'm not super familiar with it. No one I know has it, but I know that it definitely most of the time originates in your early 20s. This is interesting. It says people have their first deja vu around the age of 6 or 7. I remember being 9, like clearly being 9. Like I know for a fact my first deja vu, I remember where I was and I know how old I was.
Do you remember what it was about?
Mm-hmm. I explained it on the last one. I don't want to bore you guys again. Basically, it was like in the shower with my cousin Lindsay, and like it was just this overwhelming feeling of doing it all and like recognizing everything that was there and being like, I knew that the bathing suit was hanging on the thing at the right. It was just like the first time it happens to you, it really hits you because it's like super weird.
Right. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Whoa.
Is time warping right now? Like, am I being transported back for a minute?
But it's like you're literally only a second or two ahead.
It's almost like a glitch.
Like you don't really know what they're going to say at the end of the sentence, but you like know the words as they're coming out. It's the weirdest feeling. It really is.
It's very, very bizarre.
I can't imagine having this all the time.
So they did brain scans of this guy and apparently they appeared normal. Suggesting that it was psychological rather than neurological. So that, I guess that X's my theory. I guess it doesn't, because schizophrenia is not a neurological, or is it neurological? Or is it psychological?
I don't know. We don't know nearly enough about it.
I'm not a neurologist or a psychologist to say which one is which.
I don't know if this would have anything to do with schizophrenia, to be honest. Because schizophrenia is more like, I don't know. I wish Janelle was here.
My cousin seriously, would know. Psych major.
She's learning about this all the time. Okay.
But Dr. Mullen said that this doesn't necessarily prove there's a link between anxiety and deja vu. However, it does raise an interesting question for further study. So he believes that there could, in fact, be a link between anxiety and deja vu.
I think the link is that he has anxiety because he's having deja vu all the time. Wouldn't you? Like, good God.
Yeah, because you'd be anxious about having the next episode of Deja Vu.
Exactly.
You'd be like, oh, God, not again. Here we go.
Anxiety is not the cause, and the Deja Vu is an effect of anxiety. That just doesn't even make sense. It's opposite.
Do you think that this could be some sort of, like, brain twitch? Like, what if your brain just, like, twitches and it causes, like, this weird sensation to occur where,
yes,
like, maybe, you know, I don't know.
Maybe you're not actually experiencing things twice, but you get, for some reason, get a feeling that you are, or your brain thinks that you are for some reason. I know what you're saying, but maybe you haven't maybe it's not necessarily like parallel universes or something, you know, really, really out there. Maybe it's something more just like a brain malfunction that's like just normal. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. And it's not known how many people suffer from this chronic version of deja vu, but this Dr. Mullen has encountered cases before, and with some of the patients even insisting they had already met him because of their deja vu. That'd be so weird. It's like, kind of reminds me of that movie 50 First Dates, where they just have like memory loss and they're like, he's like, hi, I'm Tom.
Oh yeah.
And then like 10 seconds later, it's like, hi, I'm Tom. You know, it's like, whoa.
Didn't they call him 10 Second Tom?
Yeah, they did actually. That's a good movie. I haven't seen that in a while.
Me too. We should watch that tonight.
But since the reports of this 23-year-old man appeared in newspapers, Dr. Christine Wells from Sheffield Hallam University says more people are coming forward. Mm-hmm. And some researchers believe deja vu is triggered when you enter an environment similar to one you've experienced in the past. For example, you could experience it when you enter a hotel lobby where the furniture is configured the same way as your childhood home's living room. That's interesting, because I think that could definitely be the case. If you walk into a clearly new environment that you've never been in, but you feel like you've been there before, because subconsciously maybe there's the furniture, you know, you're realizing the furniture set a similar way, or like the wall, like things look the same according to a memory that you have, and your subconscious mind is like linking your subconscious mind's like linking the two together, though. That's so crazy.
I don't know. That doesn't really make sense to me. Because, like, a lot of times I have deja vu, it's not, like, there's no memory to be triggered. Like, it's, like, I already knew what someone was going to say. How would I have remembered them saying something that's completely new?
But how did you know what they were going to say?
Exactly. That no one knows.
Could have experienced it before.
The exact same thing?
Well, something similar that's being
linked. But if I've
never
talked to the person about what we're talking about, and I've never even, like... Well, when maybe it happened to me last time, it was with Janelle like a month ago, and we were talking about something we've never talked about before. Something I've never even thought about before, but I already knew about it. So how could that be triggered by a memory? We were driving on a street I've never been on before, but I don't know.
People who travel and people who can recall their dreams are also more likely to experience deja vu than those who stay at home or don't remember their dreams, according to a 2003 study. Also, people who have temporal lobe epilepsy, a type of epilepsy that occurs in the part of your brain that handles short-term memory, experience deja vu right before they have a seizure. Another sign that the phenomenon might be connected with the way memories are activated. Plus, it's why some experts think deja vu is triggered by a kind of disruption in the firing of neurons in the brain.
Could be.
Or it could just be a result of your brain struggling to process multiple pieces of information. but for some reason they can't align them correctly. Perhaps it's like a lack of synchronicity in just the way that you're thinking that could lead to this deja vu feeling. So basically, we literally have no idea. It seems like we literally have no clue about the brain. Like, we know like yeah. the physical components of it, but we literally don't know how the like psyche works, or how it like how thoughts and memories make their way around your brain, and where they're stored, and how that all works, and mm-hmm. all these bizarre phenomenons. So super interesting, though. Yeah. Deja vu is just such a trip, man.
It really is.
Poor guy. Hopefully he. I don't know.
Didn't he have to like drop out of school? I remember this guy.
Hopefully you find some relief from that. That just sounds terrible.
Didn't he drop out of college though because of this? I don't think he even finished his school. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. There wasn't much information on him personally, so I'm not sure. Mm. But super interesting. So what do you got for us, Kendall? What
oh
are you
my gosh. Enlighten us this with is us? So fascinating. Spontaneous human combustion.
So like exploding humans?
Not exploding, but bodies catching
like on fire. Like they just randomly catch on fire?
With no source of
origination for the
yes.
fire?
Yes.
Wow.
So spontaneous wow. combustion occurs when an object, in the case of human combustion, a person, bursts into flame from a chemical reaction within, apparently without being ignited by any type of external heat source.
What?
Yes. It's really weird. This is super, super Whoa. Weird. Whoa. I was tripping fuck? Out learning about this yesterday.
Chemical reaction within. What? Yes. Was it like people that drink gasoline? Like,
I'll tell you.
Fire throwers and shit.
We still don't know. I mean, this is an unexplained phenomenon. At the end of the day, there's like theories, but no one really exactly
understands
knows.
What it is, huh?
Some people believe it like didn't even happen, but there's like tons of proof of it. I mean, there's pictures of these dead bodies. Okay, I'll get into it. Hang on. Coroners at the scene have sometimes noted a sweet smoky smell in the room. Just another weird side note. Oh, sorry, my notes jumped ahead. I was like, what? So there are hundreds of cases of spontaneous human combustion, and they all follow a similar pattern. Like, this normally happens in someone's house, and it normally happens when they're alone. So there's not a lot of witnesses. It's happened a few times, and I'm going to play a clip of some people talking about when it happened, and they remember it happening to their friend. But most of the time there's no witness. So that's why it's a mystery, and the coroners basically can't figure it out.
So they can't, so they can for sure rule out that it's not like some like foul play or somebody else
no,
like
mess, exactly.
like lighting them on fire or something.
Well, there's no,
I guess if the coroner reviews I'm sure the coroner yeah. examines the bodies and is like, yeah, there's nothing here to suggest that they were exactly. lit on fire by something.
Yeah.
But yet they're able to determine that they die from fire.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Okay. So the first account of spontaneous human combustion came from the Danish anatomist Thomas Bartholin in 1663. He described a woman in Paris and how she went up in ashes and smoke while she was sleeping. A lot of the times this happens while people are asleep. Like, they're just laying in their bed or something and burst into flames.
Wow. That's scary.
And what's weird is the straw mattress which she slept on was unharmed by the fire.
Unmarred by the fire. So
unmarred. Sorry, I was like, yeah. I thought that was a typo. Unmarred. I didn't even know yeah. that was a word.
Yeah. So there was no like residue, or there was no indications that the mattress had burnt. What the hell? Straw mattress too? Yeah. This woman lit on fire and her yeah. mattress was completely fine.
Yeah. And this is back in the 1600s, whoa, but there's more modern weird. Cases where the mattresses are fine. In 1673, a Frenchman named Jonas DuPont. Interesting. Do you think he's related to the DuPonts? The family?
Possibly.
I just realized that. Hmm.
Could, yeah, I mean, definitely could be all the way back in 1673.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He published a collection of spontaneous combustion cases in his work, I'm not going to be able to say this.
This is some Latin. It's like, De incendis corporis humani spontaneous.
Yeah, so they've been looking into this for a long time. Okay, so a more recent one. 1966, the body of 92-year-old Dr. J. Irving Bentley was discovered in his Pennsylvania home by a meter reader. Actually, and this is what's really weird about this. Only part of his leg and slipper were found. So in most of these cases, the burning stops before it gets to their hands or their feet. So they, for some reason, find like the ends of their legs or their feet, in their hands, but everything else is charred, like to ashes.
It's like burned away.
It doesn't make sense.
Nothing.
And then the other part is like completely unharmed. So there's literally a picture of this guy. It's really creepy. We're not going to overlay it because it's someone's dead body and I don't like posting that kind of stuff. But you can find it if you look. And there's literally a picture and it's just like a thing of ashes and then the dude's foot. It's wild.
Weird.
Yeah. That's so bizarre. A hole in the bathroom floor was the only evidence of the fire that had killed him. The rest of the house remained perfectly intact.
So the fire never spreads from the body. It does seem like it originates internally because it burns through whatever it can and it just dies. That's so weird. Right. But it doesn't seem like it's like big enough of a fire to jump to other things. That's what's so weird about it is like, how does this fire get big enough or hot enough to burn up a body but yet not jump? Like fire jumps,
right? Or and if you're in a ground you're on,
like what the fuck? That makes no sense.
That's why they're so confused, because they have found people in their homes burned to shit and nothing else is burned, and there's no like evidence of they were lighting something. There's no like fire. There's no, they weren't next to a fireplace. So there's no apparent source of spark or flame for that doctor I was just talking about. And then this is Fred Baker. He's a Vietnam veteran. And this happened to him. And this interview is very, very interesting. So I wanted to play it for you guys. Just kind of this recount of these guys. So this is basically just like him and his friends talking about when this happened. Because his friends luckily witnessed this. So he has witnesses that just this happened.
Shit. We'll link this in the description for you guys so you guys can watch it.
Frank Baker is a decorated Vietnam War veteran. He has two Purple Hearts and a Gallantry Medal. But his closest brush with death was not on any battlefield. It was right here in Vermont. This is the first time he's spoken about the horrific events of June 1995.
We were getting ready for fishing. We were sitting on the couch the day before the Derby. Everything was great. Pete was sitting next to me. We were having one hell of a time, and all of a sudden...
burst into flames.
It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen. Frank was freaking out and making me freak out.
Yeah, it's like,
I was in sheer panic. All they could do was try to fight it. I was petrified. I had no idea what was taking place in my body. None.
Eventually, Pete and Frank managed to extinguish the flames and get Frank to a doctor. For Frank, this was only the beginning, and the medical profession were no help.
The doctor was completely baffled, and he said, looking at it, Frank, this burned from the inside out. And he said, I've never, ever seen anything like this.
Yet Frank was nowhere near any source of heat or flame.
I wasn't smoking, there were no flames around, there was no lights on, no microwaves. All that was coming in was the sun from the far end of the house when this happened.
Frank Baker appears to fit all the criteria for survival of partial spontaneous human combustion, and he's had to deal with it. He's had to come to terms with something that was said to be impossible, something that could not happen.
Wow. Damn, Frank.
Isn't that interesting?
That's bizarre, man.
Yeah. And I mean, this guy's a multiple Purple Heart Vietnam vet, like has been through some shit, and then this happens to him. Like crazy.
Yeah, my God. And it's like, why would anybody like want to like lie about this experience?
Oh, no, they're not lying about it.
And obviously he has like other witnesses to it. That's so bizarre, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor is like, it looks like it burned from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is burning inside of us? What the hell is like, we have like flammable chemicals racing through our body?
So in December of 2010, an Irish man, actually Michael I think it's Fajardi or Fajardi. I don't know.
Fardy?
Fardy.
I think it's Fajardi.
Okay, so Michael, Fardy. Right? In the early hours of December 22nd, 2010, his neighbor, Mr. Mannion, was awakened by the sound of his smoke alarm. Mannion went outside to find very heavy smoke coming from Michael's house. Getting no answer from his house, he got local residents, and the fire brigade was called. The fire brigade. Do you think they still call it that?
Yeah, they do. Ireland? They don't call it like the fire department, like they call it.
The fire brigade. I like that. That's better.
Yeah.
Anyway, so his home was searched by forensic experts and the fire service. His body was found laying on his back with his head closest to an open fireplace. So that one's kind of interesting. The fire had been entirely confined to the sitting room, and the only damage found was to the totally burnt body, the ceiling above, and the floor beneath him.
Hmm.
No trace of any accelerants were found, and there was nothing to suggest foul play had taken place. Assistant Chief Fire Officer Jerry O'Malley said that the death was after a thorough investigation. Sorry, I'm having trouble reading this. What does that say?
They were told, yeah, it's just the way that's worded. Told the inquest into the death that after a thorough, so after the investigation, basically, they were satisfied that the open fire was not the cause of the blaze, which led to Bertie's death.
They confirmed that the fireplace had nothing to do with him. Like, there was no, it wasn't from that.
So it's possible that, I don't know. Well, it sounds like there was a heat source near him for this one, but there was nothing to suggest that the fireplace had anything to do with him burning.
Yes, they felt confident saying that the open fire was not the cause of it.
That's so weird. And all these people were alone when this happens. Other than that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's anything to do with it happening or not. It might just be a random thing.
Well, it's super rare. It's not like this is happening all the time.
No, I know.
There's not many cases of this. That's what makes it so
confusing.
Maybe
100 in history? Like
a couple hundred in like the last 2,000 years, but I'll tell you. So it's weird that the extremities often stay intact. That's very confusing to me, because wouldn't it just continue to burn? Like, why are their feet?
It should burn. I mean, if you light someone on fire, a human on fire, they're going to burn till there's nothing left but ash and bone. Like,
yeah,
that's all that's going to be left.
Yeah, it says, although the torso and the head are charred beyond recognition, the hands, feet, and part of the legs may be unburned.
Maybe that's because I don't know. That's weird.
And they only find like a greasy residue on the furniture and the walls.
Hmm.
It's very, very weird. So not all spontaneous human combustion victims burst into flames. Some just develop random strange burns on their body, which have no obvious source or doctors think is coming from an internal source. Can you imagine if you just randomly ended up with a burn and you're like, well, how did I get
burned?
Yeah,
like a third degree burn. And you're like, I haven't been anywhere near a fire ever.
Or people who just emanate smoke from their body when no fire is present.
Yeah, Jesus, what the hell?
Like, they're like, imagine if you're just smoking.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck.
You're like the dude from like Fantastic Four, man.
Yeah, and I mean, not every like single person who's caught fire died. Some of them have survived and been able to talk about it. But there are fewer than 150 cases of spontaneous human combustion that have been reported over the last 2,000 years. It's extremely rare, and there's rightfully a ton of skepticism around it as to whether this condition is like something demonic, something paranormal.
Well, it seems like the only people taking real like interest in it are like paranormal investigators and things like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a bunch of like scientists that are really like taking this seriously.
Some, but there's really nothing that they can figure out, because at the end of the day, the human body is 60% water. So how are these people burning? It's not flammable. So
maybe they're Rh negative blood.
Can explain this. Possibly. So a lot of these people have obesity. They're normally older. They're normally in some type of bad health or have diabetes. That's actually common. And back in the day, they actually, like Charles Dickens talked about this in one of his books. He had this like drunk character that was obsessed with drinking gin, was like constantly drinking. And then he wrote about him in the book spontaneously combusting.
It'd be interesting to see what the alcohol content of these individuals are.
It's not. It's not. They've determined that's not what it was. Oh. But back then, that's how they were explaining it in Charles Dickens' days.
Okay.
You know, that it's alcohol. So your tissue is being soaked in alcohol.
That's what I was going to say.
And then you become flammable. But your body cannot be flammable because at the end of the day, we're over 60% water.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense at all.
Mm-mm.
And how would it catch on fire internally with and then burn inside out? Like, well, that makes no sense.
I know. It's super weird.
Unless there's something literally that can trigger that sort of combustion chemical reaction internally that we just don't know about. Like, there could just be something bizarre going on with one of our organs, like a random rare thing that happens.
It's weird that it doesn't seem to like just start in one specific spot. Like, it would make more sense if like all the victims, the fire came out of one spot, but it's not. So basically, here's some tips on avoiding this if you don't want to spontaneously combust, which no one should really be afraid of this. This is so fucking rare. But avoid activities and diets which promote ketosis. So like a ketogenic diet.
Huh.
If you cut out carbs, you're more likely to catch on fire.
To blow up. Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
The bodily state levels where you're like if you have levels of ketones that are elevated like acetone, then you're more flammable. Any like type of starvation diet actually or diets based on low carbohydrate and high fat protein intake. Avoid potentially dangerous source of flame or heat and temperature, especially when drowsy, and don't smoke. That's pretty much
but there's no formal theories put together.
No.
It's just they're just calling it a rare, almost like they're basically just
as far as I know. Like, I mean, unless I just couldn't find, I looked like a lot.
It seems like this is something that the mainstream medical associations avoids, would probably like, just be plague. Would just be like, this is just made up in their heads. They clearly took a bath in kerosene and then lit themselves on. It's like, but
we would have proof of that. If there was something flammable, they'd be able to.
God, I would love to look into
the ashes. So
all these cases more and just look into like, I bet hospitals and places that keep medical records have like rooms locked away with all these like weird, bizarre, rare cases of things
the
that they've
files.
Never seen before. They're like, what the hell?
Like, send these to Shonda Rhimes.
This person
can be
drowned
good,
and he wasn't even
plots.
In water or something. Like, maybe you can drown without ever like actually drowning.
Maybe.
No, I'm just saying that there's probably lots of different unexplained medical conditions that
there definitely are.
We just don't have any answers to, and there's no way to even test it, or because it's such a rare thing. It seems like this is one of the combustion thing. There's just not enough to really test, or even and there's just no evidence to really build something off of.
Well, that's why it's an unexplained phenomenon.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's no explanation.
Exactly.
What are your thoughts? Let us know.
Yeah. Please. Have you ever experienced this? But before we move on to our next topic, I just want to thank Audible for sponsoring today's episode. And what's great is that Audible is offering all of you guys a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audible.com/milehigher. And from there, you can browse an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more, all from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine, and newspaper publishers, as well as business information providers. And honestly, Audible is amazing. Kendall and I use it personally, and some books that we recommend listening to are Unacknowledged Dr. Stephen Greer books on there. If you haven't watched the documentary, or even if you have, this is a great companion book to that. So I highly recommend checking this out for free on Audible. It's completely free to you. And the great thing about Audible is that if you don't like a book, you can literally exchange it for something else for free.
Yeah, you can. Another good one you guys should check out is All Be Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara.
Yes.
McNamara, about the Golden State Killer. That's on Audible, too.
Yeah,
I'm about to start listening to it.
Absolutely. And it's great. The audiobooks are great because, you know, if you're traveling, if you're commuting, I know a lot of you ask about, you know, is there other podcasts? Well, you can listen to audiobooks on Audible, and you do actually own the books, which is
cool
too.
And if you're
too.
Dyslexic, it makes reading a lot more enjoyable. I can speak from experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to the link, I'll put in the description for you guys, you can download for free and start listening today. It's extremely easy. Go to audible.com/milehigher, or you can text milehigher, all one word, to 500-500 to get started today. So if you're not at a computer and you're listening on the on your phone or watching on your phone, you can text milehigher to 500-500 to get started today. So thank you, Audible, for sponsoring this episode. We appreciate any sponsors that are willing to get behind the Mile Higher podcast.
Yes.
So thank you.
Very, very grateful. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Next one.
So it's me again. I'm coming back. I'm going to tell you guys next about a village in China that has an alarming amount of dwarfs living there. Like, so really, small people. Really small. Yes.
Small people.
But like, some of the tallest one is 3 feet, 10 inches.
What the?
The shortest is 2 feet, 1 inch.
Whoa. What the?
They're like tiny.
They're like gnomes, pretty much.
Kind of. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to say anything derogatory because I'm not like that, but it's hard to know what to call like small people like this. Like,
I think
little
they
people?
Just prefer small people or dwarf. This is they call themselves
the official
dwarfs.
Name is dwarfs. Yeah.
So this there's a huge percentage of these people. So 40% of the inhabitants of this Yangtze village,
it's
which
is a remote
village in China, that they really don't let tourists go to. You actually can't go to it. So there's a ton of mystery around it. Like, there's kind of almost a conspiracy.
Kind of like,
it.
Does it even exist? Like,
no, it exists. There's pictures of them. You can look up the people.
But there might be a reason that it exists beyond just like a rare unexplained phenomena type thing. Like, maybe right. They're doing like genetic testing.
Could
or
be.
Things
or
like
something happened. Or gotcha. I mean, there's all kind. I'm going to go through the theories. Okay. But it's just very weird that they've kept it very secret. And they don't, like, China only allows you to go certain places. It's not like, there's certain destinations that tourists aren't allowed to go to in China.
Yeah, it's a communist country. So they definitely censor and control the information that comes out of it and where you can go for sure.
So this village only has 80 residents currently, and 36 of them are dwarfs.
Wow.
Yes. So this is too large of a percentage, obviously, to be categorized as a random occurrence. But no one has been able to figure out why this is happening. Like, why is this in this specific town happening in this
at this high of a
high
rate?
Of a rate?
Dwarfism is, I don't believe, happens at a very high rate. Like, I think it's a pretty rare thing.
Well, it normally doesn't happen all in one place either.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's unusual to have a population where almost half of the people
there. Yeah, why would the, like, because I'm sure there's, like, some genetic hereditary type, you know, thing. Like, because you could say, like, well, maybe it's just like a family. It's just like this big-ass family of 36 people that are all dwarfs.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the village is small. Like, there's a lot of, like, people. They're all married to each other. So, yeah.
So maybe that's why there's a lot of them is what I'm
saying. Yeah, but why did it start?
Yeah, that's
so here it goes.
Okay.
So this is known currently as the Village of Dwarfs. According to the village elders, their peaceful, happy life was ruined one summer night many years ago when a vile disease struck the region. Mm. Several locals suffered from a mysterious condition that mainly affected young children between the ages of 5 and 7. These children just stopped growing. So all of these people now are older, but it all happened at once. It's not like this has been going on for hundreds of years. It all of a sudden just started for these people. Like, they were like, everything was fine, and then tons of the kids got it.
Huh. Weird. That's so weird, though. No, it really isn't. It's bizarre.
Mm-hmm. These children stopped growing, remaining the same height for the rest of their lives. So then they had kids and passed it on.
Maybe there's something in the water there or something.
Something in the water.
That's weird.
Apart from their inability to grow taller, some of them also suffer from various disabilities. Scientists and experts who visited Yangtze to study the water, soil, and grain around the region weren't able to come up with anything. They also examined how they are affected in hopes of gathering a few clues, but they were unable to determine the cause behind the condition. It still remains a mystery today, even though this started happening 60-odd years ago.
So that was going to be my next thing is like, what about the water? What about the soil? What are they eating? You know, like, what, there's got to be something.
There's got to be a reason.
Yeah. There's absolutely got to be a reason for it.
So according to the writing of the district officials, the strange disease was discovered in 1951. The victims back then were described as having short limbs. A census was conducted in 1985, discovering about 119 such cases in this village. 119 cases in 1985. So obviously a lot of them have passed on since then. But yeah, that's a lot in one village, to come out of one village. So yeah, obviously, absolutely. What is going on with this area? Why is this happening to these people? Apparently, the disease did not stop with the original victims, and it was passed on to the next generation. So it's just continuing now. So now they're like, pretty much everyone there eventually will probably be like this.
Right, right.
So Chinese authorities don't deny the existence of it, but they won't like confirm that it's real, although there's pictures of them.
And the fact that they're not letting like foreigners and like tourists visit is very suspicious to me, because because honestly, it'd be like, this, as fucked up as it is, it'd be like a somewhere people would want to go. Like I would probably want to go and just like see this for my own eyes, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe there's something.
That'd be so fucked up to the people.
Well, that's
there.
The thing. It's like, why are you like gawking at us? Like, yeah, we're still people. Like, we're human beings.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying like to be like, look at
but
the
But it
little...
is weird that they won't allow like more researchers and stuff to go there. Like they've definitely
makes
kept
you think
it
there's
quiet.
Something going on.
Something's going on.
Absolutely.
So in 1947, all we have to go by of these people are the few photographs that we have, the natives' stories, and the bizarre rumors. Even though the condition was officially recorded in 1951, reports of these dwarf sightings date back as far as 1911.
God.
In 1947, English scientist Dr. Carl Robin Evans claimed to have seen a few hundred dwarfs living in a remote valley in the area where Yangtze is located. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So there's like no video footage of this then. It's all photographs, huh?
No.
Or at least...
Well, there's photo. Look at the photos of them.
That's so weird.
The probability of stunted growth is about one case in 20,000. So that's what you were asking.
Okay.
So it's very uncommon. So for this to happen, it's just there has to be a specific reason for this happening in such a huge quantity there.
Right, right. Okay. And
so in 1997, a new theory suggested that a high concentration of mercury in the soil, but they haven't been able to prove that yet.
So they're saying that they all have mercury poisoning? How does that lead to like dwarfism?
Right? I know.
This seems like I don't know. So, okay.
So naturally, the people living there, I mean, they're like normally these like small villages are all about ancestral stories. They're normally very spiritual.
Right, right.
So they believe that it was evil forces or some type of curse.
Right, right. No, I mean, that would be typical for any sort of, you know, village that practices an old culture or something.
Especially an Asian village, because they're very... very spiritual people. So some of them blamed the bad feng shui of the area. Some of them think that they gave shitty burials to their ancestors and they got cursed.
They're just
they're basically
like
fuck you didn't do a good enough funeral for me, so I'm gonna make you all small now. I don't know.
So
I think
weird.
There's
got
to be a more scientific explanation. But this is very interesting. They also believe in this turtle curse.
Okay.
This is the most bizarre explanation so far.
There's a fucking cursed turtle walking around, like...
Yeah. Well, a long time ago, a man named Wang spotted a black turtle with some strange feet.
Okay.
Some of the villagers wanted to let it go, but they ended up roasting it and eating it. When the disease struck, they started to believe that they may have been better off releasing the turtle. So some people think this turtle did this to them. They got cursed for eating the turtle with strange feet.
Okay.
Black turtle.
What kind of feet does this turtle have? Like,
I don't know.
What do you have, like bird's feet?
Google like black turtle strange feet. See if anything comes up. I wonder if there's a type.
Black turtle.
Strange feet.
Strange. Yeah. It's going to be like a fucking cartoon or something.
No? Is there anything?
No. That's the thing. It's like turtles already got strange feet. Like what do you... What kind of strange feet are we talking about? Like
maybe they were actual human feet on a
maybe it's like some hybrid government experiment of like some hybrid alien turtle that brought some weird disease to them.
Well, they think that the fact that it was black, it was probably like some demonic fucking turtle.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And they shouldn't have eaten it.
Sure. Okay.
Some people blame toxic gas from when the Japanese invaded China many years ago, but the Japanese never reached the village of Yangtze. And this is a fact that the villagers are not willing to accept.
Okay.
Like, that couldn't have been it.
Yeah.
Throughout the years, several residents have left the region for fear of being affected by the strange condition, but things seem to be improving. While many of the older locals are up to 80 centimeters in height, the new generation seems to be unaffected by the weird dwarfism phenomenon.
Huh.
The new babies. Around 40% of the inhabitants are several heads shorter than the average human being. 36 of the village total residents. I already said that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Very interesting stuff.
No idea why then.
Nothing that's like a solid theory.
It's being hidden from us for some reason. I mean, there could be an infinite number of scenarios that could be causing this weird case. I mean, or it could just be, I mean, I believe that there's just like rare phenomenons that happen that just have no explanation. It's like magic. It's like, do you believe in magic? Could there be
Is
there just like random shit that happens that has no explanation? We can search for it all we want, but at the end of the day, it's just magic. It's just shit happens, you know? It's just like, there's no explanation for it.
Yeah. I think there's got to be an explanation for this. I think this one specifically, I think there's something in the water and the ground,
or the food, yeah.
Something, or there was some type of genetic mutation, and maybe it's because it's a small village, so they're all like inbreeding. I don't know. I think there's got to be a scientific explanation for that many.
Yeah, that's really bizarre that
36 it's such out of a rare 80, thing. That's almost half.
This one place, this one village.
150.
Because I
don't
think I've heard about this happening anywhere else in the world either. No. So this one place, maybe it's a mushroom they're eating or something. Who knows? It could be some weird, weird thing that can only be found in this one area of the world.
See them?
Oh,
this is them.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Can you insert a picture for them?
There's just like two people. No, I'll link it though.
Oh, we can't do that.
Yeah. It's really not hard. This week, but
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I'll link everything below for you guys so you guys can see.
You can just type in Dwarf Village, Yangtze, China, and it'll come up on Google.
Yeah. But very interesting. Phenomena for sure. But to end this episode, we're going to talk about perhaps one of the most baffling and just crazy phenomenons that's happening to this day right now. I mean, I just saw news reports about this, and that's these loud, mysterious booming noises or skyquakes or trumpet sounds or all these bizarre sounds that are happening around the world, being reported around the world, that have literally no explanation to them. And I made a YouTube video about this, which I'll also link for you guys, that goes into more depth about these booms that are being heard. And they're literally being heard in all over the world, all places of the world they've been heard. And they're commonly referred to as sky trumpets or skyquakes. And there's tons and tons of theories about what is actually causing the strange noises in the sky. And yeah, I mean, it's been heard as far away as Ukraine to Florida to, I just saw reports of Arizona. I mean, it's literally happened everywhere. And when I put this video out there, a lot of you responded and let me know that you guys have heard it yourselves, or, you know, and it's literally expands the entire world, which makes this all the more chilling and disturbing, honestly, to think about. So there's a lot of videos of these sounds on YouTube and various other places, and some of them have been hoaxed and some of the audio samples have been debunked as fake, because some of them just sound like so ridiculous, like,
oh yeah,
just sounds so crazy. You're like, what?
Well,
the
they actually
hell?
Caught some people, like there was a few clips that went viral of these noises, and they found out that they were actually just playing like movie backgrounds.
Yeah, well, it's like you could take noises from that and then like dub it over and stuff.
Yeah.
And
like literally just playing it. Like this one girl wanted to actually fool people, so she turned it on like just on her laptop on the balcony as she was filming the strange sounds. Like she just basically held her phone, filmed everything as if there was something weird going on.
And dub it in the background.
And not even dub it, just literally playing it in the background and recording it on her phone. And dude, it went viral.
Yeah, totally.
She didn't tell anyone. And then she finally admitted it later that this was all fake and she wanted to see if people would believe it.
Well, yeah.
So you definitely have to be careful.
Absolutely.
But some of them are for sure real.
Yeah.
And they've been, you know, proven to be authentic.
Yeah, absolutely. And so like the scientific explanations for this are vary greatly, because literally no one's been able to pinpoint one exact thing that it is. It's still in a completely unexplained phenomena, but they've been connected to being caused by sound pollution, electromagnetic noise from auroras or radiation belts, acoustic gravity waves, shifting tectonic plates, high tension electric power lines, polar shifts, strong winds generated between hot and cold layers in the upper skies. So those are like kind of the scientific natural explanations for what's happening. All these anomalies are happening with tectonic plates, or, you know, maybe it's just like waves, like different gravity waves, acoustic gravity waves.
Well, I feel like the tectonic plates like make a lot of sense.
Could
like,
be.
Wouldn't it be loud as shit?
Could be, but you guys, if you haven't heard this shit, I'm going to play some of these noises for you, and you tell me how natural these are sounding to you, because I don't think so.
Clear explosion. Yeah, for sure.
So this person was trying to sleep when they woke up to these booming noises. That's crazy. This is in Houston, Texas, 2017. Ohio, 2017. Lasted for 15 to 20 minutes. There's this loud hum almost.
Does not sound like anything natural. Sounds like a plane or like a...
No planes.
Sounds like a military plane.
This is a small town. This one, Sweden. Coming from the sky. Skyquake.
Literally sounds like robotic dragons flying in the sky.
Yeah, that's just a small sample of them. There's literally tons and tons of these recordings, mm-hmm. and they're legitimate recordings. And the sounds,
we did a whole video on it.
The sounds are very similar. Yeah, no, we did talk. Yeah, we forgot. We did do a video about it too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is a very popular phenomenon that's occurring, and it continues to happen around the world. Reports coming from everywhere, and I'm sure. I mean, let us know. You know, if you're listening or you're watching, let us know if you've heard strange, bizarre sounds like this that sound like metal scraping almost, that have no explanation, or booming sounds. And I mean, these booming sounds are heard all over the world, and people obviously wake up to these or hear them, and they call the authorities, and then the authorities are sent in to investigate, and there's literally nothing found. Like, to this day, nobody knows what these are. And there's just theories after theory after theory of what they could be, but nobody knows what's going on.
And it just happened in Colorado too. There was like those weird noises.
Yeah, yeah, the booming sounds.
The
explosions. The booming ones, the explosions are the, I think, the most popular ones that are heard, that are heard pretty much everywhere. And then others report like the weird trumpet sounds where it sounds
I think it's underground, like just tunnels being made.
Well, that's the thing, is there's like tons of conspiracy theories and doomsday theories about what it could be. And like some of those are that the noises are being caused by NASA possibly, or it's HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, causing it.
But is it still like a secret that there's underground tunnels? Like some people don't think there are?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some people don't believe that.
So a lot of people don't believe that there's just like tunnels running everywhere underneath the United States. But why would they be coming from the sky? Why would a lot of these be seemingly coming from the sky?
How do we know they're coming from the sky, though?
Because people are reporting the sounds are coming above, from above. A lot of the sounds. The booming sounds, I think, could be coming from other places. But I think a lot of the like weird, strange noises, especially the trumpet noises,
what about
are literally coming from the sky.
Maybe they're testing explosives or testing missiles or something.
Well, that's
far
the thing
away.
Is people think it could be secret experimental weapons that are being tested.
But most of the time they can't find anyone that was doing it anywhere nearby.
They call the Air Force, they call the Army,
and
they're
like, nope, not us.
No reports at all. That's no official reports coming from anywhere.
That's so
for
wild.
The origination of these sounds whatsoever. And I mean, some are thinking it could have to do with geoengineering, could be, you know, them manipulating the weather or weather patterns, or it could be they're preparing. You know, there's a common belief among many that it's possible that they're preparing for some sort of false alien invasion, false flag attack, where the government or military fakes an alien invasion on the world. And perhaps they're testing these anti-gravity craft that we just can't see, that are flying around above us, and they're making weird sounds because they're testing things or their weapons. Or, I mean, there's also, we know that there's weapons that can cause sounds that can literally like kill people. Like there's frequencies at which you can kill people with sound.
Basically explode their ears.
Blow
their
them
head.
To pieces.
Oh, that's
yeah,
so weird.
Through like these like sonar sounds. So it's very, there's so many different things. I mean, some people go as far as saying that it could be a sign of the second coming of Christ, you know, like the rapture is happening.
Oh, right. Cause,
and that's why, because like Revelations talks about
trumpets
being sounded when Jesus returns.
Well,
so
I don't know about that. Like, not because I'm like discrediting anyone's beliefs, but like, to me, it doesn't really sound like a trumpet that much, like sort of, but like,
you would think that if it was going to be
like
trumpet.
Grinding metal or something different. Like if it was going to be Jesus is coming, wouldn't they have like a pretty good trumpet?
Da, 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 da,
yeah.
da, da, da,
I think that's
da, 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 da.
What in the Bible was like meant. Like it wasn't just like random.
Like why
horrible.
Would Jesus come back to like a horror film type noise? Like, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's really weird. Others have even said that it's possibly the Illuminati / New World Order working on or testing a mind control device, which has been provided to them by some evil extraterrestrials, possibly because they're losing control. So maybe they're testing out some new type of weapon on us or on the world. And it just has this sound.
I don't know.
In more forested areas where these sounds are heard, some people even suggest that it could be created by some undiscovered creature. Perhaps it's Sasquatch or other types of cryptids. But it literally makes no sense whatsoever. And I mean, I'm... Could it be... Like, some think it could be like Earth's magnetic field is changing, which is true. Could have something to do with solar. So I'm pretty split.
Could it be like stuff like burning up in the atmosphere, like space junk or like comets?
Not to make repetitive booms like that, though. Because it literally sounds like explosions coming from
an unknown source. It just really sounds like underneath to me. I don't understand. Like, I know you said that they're coming from the sky, but like these people don't know exactly where it's coming from. And sound is very hard to figure out the source when it's that loud
and
you don't know what it is.
Exactly. And the whole underground thing is interesting because... There's another sound known as the Windsor Hum, which I also made a video about. And apparently, and this is another unknown sound that is persistent, that still occurs to this day, that nobody knows where it's coming from. And they've only been able to pinpoint sort of the location where they think the sound originates from. And that is this place called Zug Island. And it has been a complete nuisance to... people that live near this city of Windsor, And I've actually had people that live up there reach out to me and tell me that, yeah, it still happens. And it's literally damaging people's health and quality of life. Like, I can't even imagine living there because the sound is so obnoxious.
Oh, my God.
And many that hear this have compared it to a fleet of diesel engines idling next to your home or a pulsation of a subwoofer at a concert. And it literally, like, shakes the house when you hear it. And I'll play just quickly what the sound is because it's just so, so crazy to listen to. I mean, it literally sounds like, to me, it sounds like a subwoofer going off. So here is the Windsor hum. Here's what it sounds like, both naturally and then also isolated. When they isolate the background noise from it, so you can hear it better, you really get a sense of what the sound is. Be hard to hear it because it's so low without the isolation. Hear the hum in the background? So this is like from far away being recorded. There's a hum. You can't even really hear it that well. But this is isolated so you can hear the pulses.
Sounds like popping.
You can kind of hear the... That's the thing, is it's, you can't even hear it through a speaker. Like, you need headphones to even really hear it. But with headphones, you can hear... It's literally like a subwoofer, like wah, 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 wah. Like that kind of sound. Like, that's, it's like so a annoying. Deep pulsing bass sound is what it sounds like to me. And I'll link the video in the description so you can hear it better with headphones on, because you couldn't really hear it through that noise. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, it's known as the Windsor hum, and it's only heard in this area around Windsor, Ontario, which is just across the river from Detroit. And it's unpredictable in its duration, its timing, and intensity are completely random. So it just is completely. The noise is just completely random and people have no idea what it is. And people have been trying to look into it. When reports of it first surfaced in 2011, the hum was studied by the Canadian government, the University of Western Ontario, and the University of Windsor, trying to figure out what it is. But all that they've been able to come up with is that they think it's originating from Zug Island, which is owned by U.S. Steel. And it's interesting because this is a heavily guarded island. There's security there and they don't want you to go there. And so... I thought this was interesting to bring up because it does play into perhaps it is some just like machine that's creating this noise when they're doing stuff. It is a steel plant. So it's very possible it's just a machine, but why aren't they saying that? Like, why aren't they telling us what it is? Like, I think it would make people feel better if they knew it was just, hey, it's our machine. Does this part of the manufacturing process? We can't do anything about it. But many people believe that there may even be a secret base underneath Zug Island.
That's what I think.
That they're doing some weird experimentation stuff, because it's like, why wouldn't they disclose what it is if it's just something normal? And then they would just like stop all the speculation, stop all the people trying to investigate it. So very, very bizarre. All these sounds just really creep me out. And yeah. I'm worried that it could be some sort of secret weapon or some secret type technology that they're testing with that we just have never seen before. And who knows, it could be unleashed on the world, but I don't know.
We'll leave you with that.
We'll leave you with that thought, but definitely let us know if you guys have heard this.
I think there could be other explanations experience. For it.
But it could be totally natural. It could be tectonic plates. Could be somehow the Earth's magnetic field is changing, or something weird within the Earth is changing. It could be fucking something going on even within inside the Earth. I mean, who knows? It's really bizarre though, and definitely warrants being labeled unexplained phenomena. So definitely interesting. But that's it for us today. That covers this episode of Unexplained Phenomena Part 2. I think we'll probably do another one maybe in the future with some more stuff, because this stuff is interesting to me, and hopefully you guys find it interesting too, to speculate on things that are unexplained, because What a world we live in, that there is all of this stuff that we just have no explanations for, especially these noises.
Sadie.
So, yeah, the dog sleeping over here on the chair, like, with her head straight up. Like,
I've never seen a dog do that.
She sleeps, dogs sleep in such weird positions.
They do. She had her head, like, straight up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. So, that wraps it up for us today. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Mile High Podcast. Thank you for hanging out.
Yes, and be sure to let us know, like, if you guys want to see this again in the future, this idea of, like, part three. Should we do it again?
Should we keep going into the unexplained? I think these are really fun. Possibly, maybe we can even get into some more paranormal stuff in a future episode, because that stuff's very interesting, too.
Yeah.
Ghosts and all that kind of stuff. So next week, we will be back with the Rockefellers is who we're covering next week. So get ready for that shit. Yeah.
It's about to be lit.
These families, man.
Oof. I know. God, I was so into the last one, but
one thing after another we uncover with them.
And we'll be there ready to go next Sunday.
But thank you for joining us on this episode of the Mile High Podcast.
Stay woke.
See you next time.